Stronger, Changing Everything I Knew About Women's Strength, written and read by Poorna Bell. For references and further resources, please see the accompanying PDF, which is available from your audiobook library. Leela, you come from a long line of strong women who have always danced to the beat of their own drum. Take the sticks, make your own music, be powerful. We are with you every step of the way. Strong, adjective. Someone who is strong is healthy with good muscles and can move or carry heavy things or do hard physical work. Someone who is strong is confident and determined and is not easily influenced or worried by other people. Prologue. It's 1986. This is the year that the nuclear reactor at Chernobyl explodes. The first year of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Newspapers flutter with updates about Halley's Comet, which will appear like an ice cream melting across the sky, a cosmic snowball reforming and burning briefly in our solar system, only reappearing again in 100 years' time. The M25, aka Evidence for the Hidden Hand of Satan in the Affairs of Man, according to the book Good Omens, is finally complete. Along the M25, off Junction 3, and a bit further on the M20 is a little primary school in Maidstone. The kids have been let out into the playground, and the sun is out. I'm 6 years old. The autumn light is reedy and weak. Winter is tightening its grip. But it's better than being indoors, where the smells of poo and plasticine are fighting for attention. My classmate William sometimes inadvertently poos himself. He sits on his own table and all the kids tend to avoid him. No one explains to us why our behaviour is wrong, and William is probably going through some serious shit. Literally. William doesn't come outside very much, but in any case, today is not about him, it's about Adam. Adam is the golden boy, the one that my friends and I fancy. Because we are six and lack any type of language to articulate this, it distills into a very simple thought that out of everyone, Adam is the loveliest to look at and I want to be near him. And it isn't the same as spending time with my best friend Elizabeth, who I make mud pies with. Today we're playing Kiss Chase. This is where we run around the playground trying to track down the person we want to catch and kiss. This is way before conversations about consent and petitions to get the game removed from schools. Adam is the prize, but given that I am six and I don't really know what kissing is, it's more like getting greyhounds to chase after a picture of a rabbit. It's simply a foil to get us moving. Under that struggling sun, we hear someone yell, "Go!" and my friends and I start running. We feel the breath in our lungs, hot, but laced with the sharpness of the season. We laugh and giggle and feel good because our bodies aren't crammed at a desk, but doing the one thing they're supposed to, move. I'm so caught up in running that I don't even notice Adam until I'm right up close to him, near the shade of the wall. I could kiss him right now and it would be okay and not at all embarrassing because this is Kiss Chase and that's what you're supposed to do. But I look at him and I don't know if Adam wants me to kiss him. So, unfettered by the angst and great burden of choice that comes with adulthood and romance, I decide running and laughing is far more fun than chasing after a boy. I don't know it yet, but this is the most free I will feel in my body for a long time. It will take a lot of loss and a lot of healing to return to this place of wildness and joy. But for now, in this formative mist, where I have the freedom just to let my body sing with movement, I turn my face to the sun, to find my friends, to keep running. Chapter 1, Diary of a Runt. In January 2016, 8 months after my husband Rob died, I wrote this letter in my diary. Dear me, I have not yet written a letter to you, I mean, the you after Rob's death. I'm scared of what you will think if I tell you how I really feel, but perhaps this is the year to stop being afraid. You've had a really shitty year. Understatement, a bog-awful tit-twister of a year. We lost the love of our life and we went through losing.